Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show,
the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season.
Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action
on a 50-yard indoor field.
Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our continuing coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution indoor football team, as the Revolutionary home taking on the San Angelo Bandits live from the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show.
All right, everybody, welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your continuing coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution indoor football team of champions indoor football. So far, how about this season? How about the big win last week? We're going to talk to Bill Cerna about that victory fairly quickly, as we are going to get started right with him. We're going to try to get Coach here a little bit later on. We can catch up with him and get him online. That having been said, if we don't, we'll obviously go ahead and move into the end of the show. That being said, a crazy, crazy week last week. A lot of things happening in the CIF as well, as you take a look at this league. You can look at other leagues, okay, whether it's the AFL, IFL, whatever the case may be, but we got yet another great season brewing here in Champions Indoor Football. That also having been said, when you have the season that is a possibility to happen for the Texas Revolution, a repeat chance to maybe go to the championship game. Right now, they're just kind of, you know, rolling with the flow and might be in a good position to take over first place in the division for Champions Indoor Football. But a crazy week last week in Champions Indoor Football, as a lot of things happened. So let's go back and take a look at it, as the Duke City Gladiators got a victory at home against these same San Angelo Bandits that your Revolution are playing. And the Duke City Gladiators had a hard time with them as they went to the final moments of that game. But the Duke City Gladiators outlasted the Bandits 39-33. And taking a look at that game and where that one went gives you an idea of what we can maybe expect from San Angelo on the road. A tough football team trying to stay. Good defense, by the way. They're just not scoring points when you look at this football team. And we're going to talk a little bit about that with Bill Cerna as we do a little walk around with the CIF here on the pregame show, as well as our coverage here of the Couch Potato Sports Show. The Omaha Beef take a huge loss, especially from where they are with. They got their quarterback, their franchise quarterback, with Josh Floyd. And unfortunately, they started off great. Now are really kind of fighting the battle, trying to stay out of their own way in reality, losing in the final moments of that football game against the Chicago Eagles in Chicago, 49-48. And so when you look at that situation as far as the Beef were concerned, we started off this season, and we've talked about it here on this program, here on the pregame show. This league is better when Omaha is a good football team. Omaha's been around for a while. We want to see that football team do very well. And unfortunately, they've dropped three in a row after winning two in a row. So they're going to move into the midway part of this schedule, quite possibly 3-3 or even 2-4. So we'll talk a little bit about that schedule as well, as the Dodge City Law got a victory against this. The Dodge City Law took the defeat from the Salina Liberty 44-37. Yet another football team that seems to be kind of tripping over its own shoelaces as well. Not being able to get what they need in order to get the victory. And they started off good, and now they have dropped two in a row. The Amarillo Venom, this is a football team that took on the Mesquite Marshals, and they got a last-minute field goal and got that victory in Mesquite, actually. Here it is, in Mesquite. So that's a tough place to play. As we had the coverage of the Texas Revolution, as well as here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, we filled in for Eric Ellenberg up there for the Sioux City Bandits, and we called the Bandits game against the Marshals. So, that having been said, when you look at that situation there, the last-minute scoring to get the victory over the Mesquite Marshals was huge. So, let's take a look at, well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, let's take a look at the standings. Let's take a look at some of the stats for your Texas Revolution going into this game against the San Angelo Bandits. Let's do that now. Let's take the quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back. It always happens. 6 p.m. on a Saturday night and your heater or air conditioner goes out. What are you going to do? All the heating and air conditioning people are closed. How about 24-hour service available at 5-star HVAC contractors? You can be sure to be serviced amazingly fast. That's 5-star HVAC contractors serving Rowlett 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 214-457-8441. Call the experts at 5-star HVAC contractors. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to swing on by the newest restaurant to Allen, Pollo Tropical, located at 102 South Central Expressway. They're famous for their flame-grilled, citrus-marinated chicken, seasoned with island spices, and prepared with the freshest ingredients. Choose from a variety of their island-inspired menu items and pair it with a side of classic black beans and rice, an Islander staple. Pollo Tropical, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution indoor football team. For more information, go to PolioTropical.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you about Pogo Pass. Pogo Pass is an annual pass that gives you complimentary admission to the best entertainment venues in Dallas. A one-time fee per person provides you access to participating venues at various times and dates throughout the year. Each pass is individualized with the name of the pass holder, the expiration date, and a unique barcode for tracking and use. So check out DallasTX.PogoPass.com for more information.
Discover the difference. Century 21 Mike Bowman has been helping families since 1971. Our dedicated professionals, customer service department, and state-of-the-art technology provides unsurpassed service. Visit c21bowman.com now and register for cash back on your next home sale or purchase. Over 6,000 families chose Century 21 Mike Bowman last year. So whether you're moving across town or around the world, discover the difference with Century 21 Mike Bowman.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of the Texas Revolution, telling you about Tantrum Tans, located at 905 Market Street, Suite 200 in Allen at Waters Creek. Unlike spray tans or harmful UV booths, our process is safe, convenient, and painless. Our custom airbrush mix contains DHA, a sugarcane extract that interacts with your skin's outermost layer to bring out a natural, healthy brown glow. And we do it in about a half hour. Check out Tantrum Tans in Allen or give them a call at 469-400-3120. Tantrum Tans, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution indoor football team. This is Sonny Clark telling you about Total Nutrition of Allen, located at 906 West McDermott Drive, Suite 124 in Allen, your number one supplement superstore. Total Nutrition specializes in wellness, fitness, sports nutrition, weight loss, building muscle, and more. Your success is important to us, and we look forward to you stopping by so we can answer your questions in person. Need an answer right now? Just give us a call at 214-383-5083 for phone orders that will ship same day, or speak with one of our team members who will be happy to answer your questions. Total Nutrition of Allen, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team. Okay, welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of a football team that has really put it together, folks. After taking the loss against the Dodge City Law, they come back, they get a couple of victories, and then go up against the CIF's only undefeated team in the Wichita Force, and they get a huge win last week on the road, 74-42. And folks, I'm going to tell you, as the guy that called this game was pretty much a close game all the way up till halftime. And then after halftime, the Texas Revolution really just kind of took over this football team and this football game, as the Wichita Force really did not have any kind of answer for the Revolution in the second half. We'll talk to Bill Cerna about that, especially the way that they looked on the sidelines and things of that sort, as he was standing right next to the bench for the Wichita Force. So we'll take a look at that and get an idea about what the goings-on were right there in Wichita with Bill Cerna, the Eagle Eye. We tried to make the trip out to Wichita. We could not get the flight in, as we were trying to get that done, and just could not get out there to call that game, as a couple of things changed and we wanted to get out there. We just couldn't get it done. That having been said, as the Texas Revolution now move into the midway season to take on the San Angelo Bandits here tonight at the Allen Event Center, it's been a crazy season so far. 4-1, 5 games, not horrible. I'd like to see them go in at 5-1 at the halfway point of the season, as the Texas Revolution really are trying to establish themselves as the best team in the CIF. And they made a statement last week against the Wichita Force as far as them being the best team in the CIF. As you got to take a look at as the loss and the losses, the Texas Revolution with the loss to the Dodge City Law, and the Dodge City Law are sitting where they're sitting in the standings, and then they take out the only undefeated team in the CIF last week. So they're definitely making a play to be the best team and champions indoor football. That having been said, 12 teams in the league, 6 in each division in the North and South Division. 3 teams in each division are going to make it to the playoffs. The team that gets the seed of the number one seed in each division will get the week bye. And that is so huge, especially if you're going into the playoffs a little bit banged up or whatever the case may be. You get a 1 week bye, you get yourself set, and you got an opportunity to put yourself in a championship game as a healthy football team going into that playoff game. So, again, the top teams in each one of the divisions get the bye, and then the second and third place teams will play each other in the first game of the playoffs. So that's something to keep your eye out. Let's go into the Northern Division of Champions Indoor Football. The Wichita Force, they do take the loss to your Revolution, but remain in first place in that Northern Division at 4-1. The Sioux City Bandits, they are 4-2 in second place. And the Salina Liberty, with the upset victory over the Dodge City Law, they move to 2-3 and have the tiebreaker over Chicago, as they are also at 2-3. So Salina is in third place. The Chicago Eagles are in second, are in fourth place. The Omaha Beef are 2-3, as they took the loss to the Chicago Eagles. That's why they're in fifth place in the Northern Division. And then Bloomington 1-3. Now, don't be fooled by that Bloomington where they're 1-3. They've only played four games. Most of the teams have played either four or at least five games, and possibly six, as the Bandits have played six games this season as well. So don't mark the Bloomington edge out, even though they're 1-2. A victory this week will really put themselves in a position where they'll be fighting the battle, especially as Salina. Chicago's on the bye. I think we'll get that in a moment. And Omaha. In the Southern Division, the division your Texas Revolution play in, in first place are the Duke City Gladiators. They are on top in that division right now, as they have got the edge right now because of the points that the Texas Revolution have been giving up. And that was against the Law when they gave up 82. Your Texas Revolution are tied with the record of the Gladiators at 4-1, but are in second place. The Dodge City Law, 4-2, they are in third place. So if the standings and the season ended right now, it would be Dodge City taking on the Revolution to take on the Duke City Gladiators, and the Amarillo Venom at 3-2 would miss the playoffs, but they are in fourth place right now, as they are 3-2 on the season. The Mesquite Marshals 1-5, and the San Angelo Bandits, the team your Texas Revolution are taking on here tonight, they are 0-5 on the season. And that's too bad, because when you take a look at that situation down in San Angelo, I had a lot of high hopes for them. They had a lot of pretty good moves in the offseason that really made me wonder where they would be this season coming into tonight's game against the Texas Revolution. But unfortunately for them, they have not got a tick up underneath the W side of the standings. So that having been said, that situation with that football team is really kind of questionable, as the team is 0-5, and in order for anybody right now to make the playoffs, they've got to have at least four wins. And four wins, let's just say the San Angelo Bandits go on a four-game winning streak, they'd be 4-5 and still probably, and that's after four more games, because the Gladiators, the Revolution, and the Dodge City Law, all with four victories, could just take the leg stretch and just keep going further out in front of them. San Angelo Bandits are close to already being eliminated here in week number 5. So hopefully, not tonight, that they get better. They can hopefully be 0-6 after tonight. But after that, maybe they can put together a 6-game winning streak and finish 500. I don't think 500 is going to get the job done as far as where teams are going to be for the playoffs. So they are not mathematically eliminated, but as far as just looking at it and common sense tells you, as far as this division is concerned, an 0-5 record's pretty much puts you out of the playoffs already. So, that being said, what kind of attitude will the San Angelo Bandits come in tonight here at the Allen Event Center to take on your Texas Revolution? And what it will be, they got nothing to lose. And when you play a team that has nothing to lose, and when you're the Revolution, you've got a lot to lose if you lose this football game. 4-1 drops you to 4-2, and that puts you at an ugly place trying to fight for one of the last spots for the playoff spots. Now, granted, they are only now into the sixth game of the season when they take the field tonight at the Allen Event Center, so they'll have six more after tonight. So the Revolution really are in control of their destiny as they have the Duke City Gladiators 2 weekends in a row after tonight's football game. And they take on the Duke City Gladiators next week on the road. Then the weekend after that, they are at the Allen Event Center. So, the Revolution have got a lot of work to do. This game tonight is a game that they cannot afford just to look over and just not worry and let the San Angelo Bandits give them a scare here tonight. Now, the Bandits gave the Duke City Gladiators a scare last week in Duke City, and that was a little bit longer trip than this one. We're talking 4 hours compared to seven. So, that makes a big difference when you're on the road taking on that football team here, as far as the Revolution are concerned, compared to the Duke City Gladiators. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, let's take a look at some of the stats of your Texas Revolution. Then we will finish it up with the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back. Craving an island adventure? Try Pollo Tropical, Allen's newest restaurant with a tropical twist. We're famous for our flame-grilled, citrus-marinated chicken seasoned with island spices and prepared with the freshest ingredients. Choose from a variety of our island-inspired menu items and pair with the side of classic beans and rice, an Islander staple. Pollo Tropical now has 14 locations in the DFW area, including the one at 102 South Central Expressway in Allen. For more locations and information, visit PolloTropical.com.
Discover the difference. Century 21 Mike Bowman has been helping families since 1971. Our dedicated professionals, customer service department, and state-of-the-art technology provides unsurpassed service. Visit c21bowman.com now and register for cash back on your next home sale or purchase. Over 6,000 families chose Century 21 Mike Bowman last year. So whether you're moving across town or around the world, discover the difference with Century 21 Mike Bowman.
The heat is on. New Nissans have been reallocated to the fastest growing Nissan dealership in North Texas. That's us, Nissan of McKinney. But maybe you're asking, why Nissan of McKinney? It's because we have selection. Some might even say the biggest, with over 1,000 to choose from. Plus, we've got perks. Get 2 years free maintenance on any new Nissan, and discounts as high as $14,000. Get Rogues and Altimas for $18,995, or 0% for 60 months. Because if Nissan builds it, we discount it. NissanofMcKinney.com.
Hi, my name is Holt McCallany. I'm an actor in films and television. I had to design a website, and I hired several different companies. I was never happy with any of the work that they did until I found Internet Marketing Images. They're very competitively priced, and they can handle all of your social media for you. So whether you're in sales, or it's a corporate account, or you're a celebrity that just doesn't have time to always manage all the social media, try Internet Marketing Images.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to stop on by Internet Marketing Images on the web at www.IMI.com or give them a call toll free 877-469-9322.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cliff Disker, and I'm with Dallas Media Production, where we help small businesses, probably a lot like you, develop marketing campaigns, lead generation by developing Facebook apps, Twitter apps, things like that. Social media management services we do for small businesses and high definition interactive video productions. So don't wait. Let's get this going right now. Give me a call at 214-760-3854 or shoot me a quick email at cliffdisker@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon.
She leaves. I have one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Here at Executive Press, we are a mid-sized commercial printing company. We help our clients market themselves through their printed collateral. We offer both offset and digital printing services, design services, and bulk mail services to our clients. Executive Press believes strongly in the idea of being a valued partner to our customers.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000 and tell them Sonny sent you. Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your continuing coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution indoor football team. As we talked a little bit about the San Angelo Bandits giving the Duke City Gladiators a little scare in Duke City. That was one of the games where the Gladiators had to come back in the last part of the game to get that victory in that game. In fact, it was the fact that when you looked at the game and how it ended, it was very interesting. It was the Duke City Gladiators with a three-yard pass. Brian Randall at the quarterback position for the Duke City Gladiator, or mark that, for the Duke City Gladiators to get that victory. And you think about Brian Randall, you got to go back into the history with the Texas Revolution before the Revolution were the Revolution. The first year with the organization, with the management that is in place today for the Texas Revolution, Brian Randall was in the starting quarterback for the Allen Wranglers in that year. So he was actually released before the management, that being Tommy Benizio and Charlie Hillbull, came into town here to take over the football team and with the Wranglers. That said, Brian Randall with a big-time play. That's why next week, Brian Randall, this guy's that got the goods. So that's what it took. But with 6 minutes and 3 seconds left to go, the San Angelo Bandits got a seven-yard pass from Chris Mitchell. That's who we're going to see here tonight. Nine-play drive, 45 yards, and that was a crazy play for them, or crazy drive for them, as they also scored on a 23-yard pass from Chris Mitchell as the Stephen Alfred. Two touchdowns in a row right towards the end of that game for this San Angelo Bandit. So we're going to have to obviously look out for Chris Mitchell, the quarterback, as well as a wide receiver by the name of Stephen Alfred. So watch out for that. Let's take a look at those stats in that game for the San Angelo Bandits, as they did take on the Duke City Gladiators. Chris Mitchell was 22 of 42 with one interception for 199 yards and four touchdowns. The rushing game, eight rushes, 45 yards for Chris Mitchell as well, as they don't do very much. Antonio Bray, nine rushes, only 8 yards, and one rush for Alex Joyner. So the rushing game is not there for, obviously, when you look at it, unless Chris Mitchell is going to run the football. Chris Mitchell, you know, you look at that situation and how that game is played. If he cannot get that ball in the air and get it to either Stephen Alfred or Gani Carter, that's going to be a problem for him, and also Antonio Bray. But let's take a look at the receiving portion. Stephen Alfred, 8 receptions, 77 yards and 2 touchdowns. Gianni Carter, 6 receptions for 41 yards. And Antonio Bray, 5 receptions, 60 yards and 1 touchdown. And then Zach Fondo, one catch for 2 yards, and that was for a touchdown. So looking at this football team, they got a few weapons, not many. But here's one thing. When you take a look at the Texas Revolution, where they are,
as far as defense is concerned, if you only got three weapons and they're going to really take out the rushing game, you're going to leave it open for lots of interceptions here tonight, because some of the best secondary is right there. Lindy Holmes, Frankie Solomon Jr. back in the back, back in the backfield of the defense. They could be right there, as well as Norton, newcomer for this football team. So watch out for that as far as that's concerned. Let's go back to the game where your Texas Revolution took on the Wichita Force. I want to go over those stats because I thought they were very impressive, especially on the offensive side of the ball. If you take a look at it, they got 21 first downs. 13 of them were in the air, so that is huge. Only 46 yards rushing for the Revolution, but what really stood out is that they stopped the run of the Wichita Force, only 31 yards rushing the football for the Wichita Force in that football game. So 22 of 36, one interception for Jeff Kent. Too much football, or too much baseball. Robert Kent, so that is huge, 276 yards for the Texas Revolution. On the other side of that, well, let's get to it. Let's take a look at that. The Texas Revolution, again, 22-36, one interception, 280 yards, nine touchdown passes. Folks, let me repeat that. Nine touchdown passes. Last 2 weeks, he put an eight touchdown passes. So this guy has been crazy good into this game. Over eight touchdowns in the last three games in each one of the games. Huge. Huge for Robert Kent. Steve Panasuk, 12 of 26. Big one here. Four interceptions. 114 yards, four touchdowns, and a sack as well. Robert Kent did take a sack in the game. Darius Fletch, 12 rushes, 26 yards, as he had one touchdown on the ground. Robert Kent also slid one in for a touchdown. He had two rushes, 22 yards. For the Revolution's receiving corps, five catches, 170 yards, three touchdowns for Tarvaris Williams. Clinton Solomon, five catches, 55 yards, two touchdowns. Joe Adams, newcomer, former Carolina Panther, four catches, 61 yards, and two touchdowns. And newcomer LaDon Hudson, three catches, 28 yards, two touchdowns. Also, Darius Fletch, three catches, 21 yards. And Ronnie Cooper, two catches, 5 yards. On the other side for the receiving, Bretzoff, four catches, 53 yards, and a touchdown. And then Clarence Anderson, four catches, 33 yards, two touchdowns. And Ronald Davis, two catches, 12 yards, and a touchdown. Two catches, 16 yards for Julian Hayes. So the offense, you just look at the passing for Steve Panasuk, four interceptions. That will kill any indoor football team that plays it, whether it's Champions Indoor Football or any of the other leagues that are out there. So you cannot throw that many interceptions out on the football field. So now, when you also take a look at the Texas Revolution and where they stand overall statistics, okay, they have scored 302 points, only given up 247. 105 first downs out on the football field. 72 of those were via the pass. Rushing yards, they're not doing well there. 266 yards rushing. So they've got to get that under control. Passing yardage, 1,197 for Robert Kent, leads the league. 101 of 159, only four interceptions. Average per pass is 7.5. That's a big number, too, because they go in between 4.5 and 5. So 2.5 extra, or sometimes 3 more yards per pass play is huge. Average catch, 11.9 yards. Just incredible numbers. Total offense, 1,463 yards for the Texas Revolution, their opponents, 1,082 yards. The kicking game is atrocious, folks. I hate to even talk about that, but one of the things that could end up, there's two portions of the Texas Revolution that they are not playing well, and that is the kicking. The extra points are horrible, and yes, the kicker, and that's Caldwell, he goes ahead, Coulter, keeps the ball in the air, and helps the Revolution get down the field. And we'll talk to Bill Cerna about that with those shooting tackles. They're, you know, not very far away from them as soon as they catch it. But one of the things, penalties for the Revolution, 63 penalties. Now, folks, remember, they've only played five games. So, that you know, you can't have that. 457 yards in penalties. You just cannot have that. And they've got to get that all figured out, because that's going to be a problem. Here's a big stat as well. 17 to 36 for 47% on third down. Then they go into the fourth down conversions. Okay, they're 9 of 18, only 50%. Now, this is a team that feels like it can do anything on fourth down. But I want you to think about some numbers here, okay? For the season, they've more than doubled any scores of their opponent in the first quarter. 61 to 31. Okay? In the second quarter, they let teams get back into it. But in the second half, they've outscored their opponents in all the games this season. They've outscored their opponents 60 to 48. And then in the fourth quarter, 94 to 78. 78 points they're giving up. Again, that's in five football games this year. So, huge stuff for the Revolution. Really huge stuff. Clinton Solomon, 360 yards receiving, 384 yards for Tavares Williams. Williams has one more touchdown than Clinton Solomon. Williams has 10, Solomon has 9. 6 for Darius Fudge receiving, as well as Ronnie Cooper, 4 for the season. Jordan Brown, Joe Adams, and LaDon Hudson with 2 touchdowns receiving. So, love those numbers. What I really like to see, though, is I want to see Frankie Solomon Jr. a little bit more in special teams on the kickoff returns. 7 returns, 180 yards, averaging 25 yards per return. That means that if it comes out and he catches it at the goal line, the ball's going to be at midfield, giving a short field for the Texas Revolution. You got to love that kind of situation out on the football field. So, as we move forward and as we take a look at the numbers a little bit later here in the season, we'll see if those numbers can keep up, because that's going to be huge. For the defensive side of the ball, I want to look at the total tackles. Tyler McCullough, 46 tackles. He's only played in 4 games. Frankie Solomon Jr. at 26, right? You know, 20 behind him. Tackles for loss, McCullough has 4 of them for 20 yards. 4 tackles for loss in 5 games. That's huge numbers. They're making a difference. So, looking at those numbers as far as where they'll move forward is going to be huge. DeMario Dixon, right now 2 tackles for losses. He only has a half a sack on the season. This is your reigning CIF champion, defensive player of the year. So a lot of things have to be picked up there. But that's going to help with Robert Williams on the other side for the Texas Revolution. So you got to like what you're beginning to see or the Revolution as far as stats are concerned. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to swing on by the newest restaurant to Allen, Pollo Tropical.
located at 102 South Central Expressway. They're famous for their flame-grilled, citrus-marinated chicken seasoned with island spices and prepared with the freshest ingredients. Choose from a variety of their island-inspired menu items and pair it with a side of classic black beans and rice, an Islander staple. Pollo Tropical, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team. For more information, go to PolloTropical.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you about Pogo Pass. Pogo Pass is an annual pass that gives you complimentary admission to the best entertainment venues in Dallas. A one-time fee per person provides you access to participating venues at various times and dates throughout the year. Each pass is individualized with the name of the pass holder, the expiration date, and a unique barcode for tracking and use. So check out DallasTX.PogoPass.com for more information. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of the Texas Revolution, telling you about Tantrum Tans, located at 905 Market Street, Suite 200 in Allen at Waters Creek. Unlike spray tans or harmful UV booths, our process is safe, convenient, and painless. Our custom airbrush mix contains DHA, a sugarcane extract that interacts with your skin's outermost layer to bring out a natural, healthy brown glow. And we do it in about a half hour. Check out Tantrum Tans in Allen or give them a call at 469-400-3120. Tantrum Tans, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team. This is Sonny Clark telling you about Total Nutrition of Allen, located at 906 West McDermott Drive, Suite 124 in Allen, your number one supplement superstore. Total Nutrition specializes in wellness, fitness, sports nutrition, weight loss, building muscle, and more. Your success is important to us, and we look forward to you stopping by so we can answer your questions in person. Need an answer right now? Just give us a call at 214-383-5083 for phone orders that will ship same day, or speak with one of our team members who will be happy to answer your questions. Total Nutrition of Allen, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team.
Discover the difference. Century 21 Mike Bowman has been helping families since 1971. Our dedicated professionals, customer service department, and state-of-the-art technology provides unsurpassed service. Visit c21bowman.com now and register for cash back on your next home sale or purchase. Over 6,000 families chose Century 21 Mike Bowman last year. So whether you're moving across town or around the world, discover the difference with Century 21 Mike Bowman.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. And I got online a guy that's seen it all as he made the trip up by Wichita. Tried to make it myself, but was unable to pull that one off. I got online. It is Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
Good, Sonny. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, let's start with the standings really quick as we are looking at the CIF and what's going on in the Northern Division. The Wichita Force are now 4-1 on the season. The Revolution hand them their loss. The Sioux City Bandits 4-2, Salina 2-3, Chicago also 2-3, as well as Omaha and Bloomington at 1-3. In the Southern Division, where your Revolution play? The Gladiators are on top of 4-1 on this season. The Revolution as well at 4-1. The Dodge City now dropped to 4-2 as they took the loss last week. Amarillo 3-2 as they got the victory last week. Mesquite stood at 1-5. And the San Angelo Bandits at 0-5. I want you to start in the Northern Division there, Bill, as we are looking at that division. It's nice to see Salina get the upset win, as well as Chicago getting the upset win. But that drops Bloomington down to 2-3, and they are now in fifth place in that division. A team that started off 2-0, and they've went on the three-game skid.
Oh, you mean Omaha, the Omaha Beef.
Yeah, Omaha Beef.
Yeah, yeah, you said Bloomington. Yeah, absolutely, and they've lost some tough ones too.
Yes,
they've been in every game, but just not able to pull it out in the end.
Last minute losses, not able to get that job done. Salina with the victory in the last minute. Chicago's with the victory in the last minute. Heading over to the Southern Division where our Revolution play. The Gladiators 4-1. Texas where they are with the Revolution at 4-1. Dodge City takes the seat behind us, even though they beat us. It was more in the fact that they lost to the Gladiators, so that was one of the huge things that happened with the standings. But Amarillo on the outside looking in, the top four teams still in real contention right there in the Southern Division.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's, you look at these teams, and you got four of the six teams are over 500 in this division. So there's still a lot of game to be played, but you know, with the season almost at a halfway point, you know, there's really going to be a jockeying on the four teams that we had. You know, remember last year we had 8 of the 10 teams were jockeying for playoff spots up until the last 2 weeks of the season. So I have a feeling you're going to see that in the Southern Division with these top four teams trying to get three spots into the playoffs.
Take your trip back to the game that happened on Friday, the big, quite possibly the biggest game of the season in reality for the Revolution, as they went ahead, they got the victory in Wichita, 74-42. And really, I will tell you, obviously I called the game and I watched the whole game. That 74 was really, really kind of suspect, isn't it, though? If you look at it, there were a lot of mistakes made by the Revolution in that game, as well as, obviously, the Force, but a lot of mistakes and a lot of, and we've talked about it for the last year, a lot of penalties, a lot of dumb penalties at bad times, but the Revolution still being able to get the victory, 74-42. I don't know, you were there, I watched it, I don't necessarily think they were quote-unquote dominant, but they got a very, very good win against Wichita.
Well, you know, in the second half, it was dominant. You know, that arena, we use the sidelines are right next to each other for the bench for both sides is right next to each other. It's the hockey benches. So
right.
There's one little official bench in between them. And I was right there at the edge of the bench, and you could just see the defeat in Wichita. We really took the wind out of their sail, especially in the second half. It was a position they hadn't been in before. So, you know what, I think the second half we really had control of that game, and we really wanted to do what we wanted, whatever we wanted to do. The first half was a little bit tougher, but you're absolutely right. The penalties were huge. If you look at it, we scored 74 points, but the game was 7-6 after one quarter. So
right.
We scored 60-some points in three quarters. So, you know, we definitely took control of it, and I think that's what really helped was that we took the crowd out of it. They have a great crowd up there, very vocal crowd up there. We took them out of it. And once they were gone, you know, the Wichita was, you know, they were on their back heels for the rest of the night.
Yeah, exactly. It's when you can keep the number one team in the league on their heels like they did in the second half. You're right. The second half, if you want to call it dominant, that definitely happened there. But we're still back up on the fact that this kicking game, I mean, I talked to Coach about it. He says they just feel confident, but really, in reality, the kicking game here, it's really, really bad. And really, in the first, if you look at the first half of that game, it really could have affected the rest of the game if Texas wasn't so dominant on the defensive side of the ball. Because that's where the domination happened to stop the, obviously, stop the beat from, not the beat, but the Force from scoring.
Well, and you know, we had a familiar face join the defensive side. You know, last year's defense was top in the league, and to get Robert Williams back this last week really made a force. You know, the running game was really shut down for the Force, which the Revolution hadn't been able to stop all season. So, you know, having that that duo of Dixon and Williams back on the field together definitely made a difference. It, just the energy that was there, and then you add in a Jericho Nelson in the backfield or in the secondary was huge. Also, we really shut down a lot of their passing. That we had been given up earlier. You know, we gave up a total of, 145 total yards for the game. Shoot, we were giving that up in the first half. So just a whole different energy on this team, and you could see it before the game. And it was great to see that the defense was able to step up the way they did. There was actually 7 turnovers with 4 interceptions, 3 fumbles, but 2 of them we weren't able to fall on. So, you know what, to walk away with 5 takeaways was huge in any league.
Yeah, and that, even in that game, the Revolution turned the ball over, 3 times in that game, in which could have been a determining factor. But that's where it just goes to show that defense was really, really huge. And you're right, with the addition of getting Robert Williams back last year as Rookie of the Year in the CIF, you got the reigning Defensive Player of the Year on the other side. I mean, the 1-2 punch is incredible. And then, like you said, add Jericho Nelson in the secondary, former NFL player. I mean, you got the experience. And right now, if you look at it, Bill, I'm going to knock on wood here as I'm sitting at my desk. I think the Texas Revolution right now might possibly be the team to beat right now in the CIF.
Well, and if you can take this last game on how controlling we had it over Wichita, in this league, it's hard to win on the road, and you see it all the time. You see the best teams go into some of their lower-ranked teams and struggle. It's hard to win on the road in this league, and to win by 30-32 on the road in a hostile environment is huge. And, with the mistakes made, I honestly think we are definitely a team to be reckoned with now, home or away. So if this team continues to gel, there is, of our 16 starters on both sides of the ball, we had 3 new faces on there that weren't playing a week ago. So to be able to gel that quick and be able to be successful, I can only imagine how it's going to be here in the future.
And I will tell you, one of the things that I looked at as far as this game was concerned was the mistakes. If the mistakes happened, it's sort of like when you take a couple weeks back trip when they went to Dodge City. I think maybe the huge thing in this game is that they got up there early, Bill. They left before you did, headed up there. So they were completely relaxed. They were completely ready. Really no excuse of, granted they weren't sleeping in their own bed, but they got enough time to really relax and be ready to play the game instead of being cramped up on a bus and then turning around playing the game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They got to the arena early on Saturday. They were ready. They were relaxed. They they had something to prove. Wichita wanted revenge, and we knew that. We knew that while we were there. Matter of fact, when we came on the field during pregame, they had this song. It was the song's name was Revenge. And during warmups, they were playing violin music for us. So they definitely wanted revenge, and we knew that. We weren't going to let them have that. So they came in prepared, ready to go. They were focused, and even the new players. I had Jericho Nelson next to me during the game, asking questions. Well, how does that work? What if it goes out of bounds there? So he's learning the game, and you would have never known it by his play out in the field.
Oh, no, without question. Matter of fact, I don't know. Last week, you look at Webb, he got, whipped off out of the player of the week. Although the guy they picked was okay, but still, many plays out on the football field for Webb. I think Nelson could be in the lineup right there as far as, player of the week on the defensive side of the ball for the Revolution as well. And not only that, DeMario Dixon was dominant on that defensive line.
Well, and I will be surprised if Q Abram doesn't make Player of the Week. With 2 interceptions, forced fumble, he had 3 knockdowns and about 6 tackles. He had a great game, but quiet game. It's like you didn't see it. He had a huge night. I would not be surprised if we have offense. We better have Offensive Player of the Week, and then I wouldn't be surprised to have Defensive Player of the Week.
Yeah, huge things up there. And Darius Fudge was crazy on the special teams. Also, Nelson was making some plays up on the special teams as well. I was watching specifically this week as how quick that they get downfield on those kickoffs. It is amazing how fast they get around the blocks, they get around the players, and they usually, like you said, usually have the one guy miss, or they get that shoestring tackle crazy for him, and they did it again against Wichita. They beat Wichita really in reality on all three parts of the game, the offense, defense, and of course special teams.
Yeah, and then, you know, I know you had mentioned the kicking game, but one thing that Calder had was that when he kicks off, he puts that ball up in the air.
Yep.
It takes a long time for it to come down. And I was watching every kickoff, and by the time the return guy was catching the ball, we were already on their 15-yard line. So we were getting good penetration downfield, and Calder was giving us time to get down the field. And for the first time all year, we really kept their special teams on their side of the field.
And looking at, and that is huge too. When it's one thing to beat them offensively or defensively, but when you're out there and you're now, you know, beating them up on the, you know, special teams portion of the game, it's incredible. Now the Revolution back at home, they're taking on the San Angelo Bandit, a team that is not a team that's gotten a victory so far this season. And I hate games like this because you just never know. Going into this game, this has to be a game where the Revolution keep their mental side of their game under control, because this is the kind of game that sneaks up on you and you end up losing a game like this.
Yeah, you know what? You see it all the time. I don't know if you're going to see it from this team. I think this team is focused right now. Just the way they are in the locker room and the way they are outside the game, I think they're really focused. And they've been gone for a month. They haven't been in their home stadium for a while. So I think they're going to come out focused. And right now, I'd hate to be San Angelo coming in town, because you've got a hungry team. You got players that are new to this league that now have gotten their first game under the belt and understanding a lot more. So, you know, the depth on our team had just grown so much more than what it was 2 weeks ago. So, I look at us coming out and just taking control of this game from the very beginning. And if our offense keeps rolling the way it's been, you have a San Angelo team that gives up a lot of points on defense. And with our offense, you know, you might see scores up in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, by the way, a shout out to Quentin Abram, who was on the suspension last week. He goes back and he actually had a really good game against the Force. Of course, there was a couple of pats, but on special teams, he also made an impact as well. I just wanted to give a shout out to him because we were beating him up pretty well the week before. So that having been said, he comes back up off the suspension and plays very well. In the Force and the Bandit game, I agree with you. This could get ugly. That in turn, if the players aren't doing it, so we're going to do it. We're going to look at the two next games, and they're the biggest games of the season. And if they, I'll tell you, if the Revolution can come out 2-0 against the Duke City Gladiators, they might just like them to the ticket right in, well, obviously right into the playoffs, but this could be a championship caliber football team this year.
Without a doubt, and you're absolutely right. There's a good chance that we could be going into Albuquerque next week, both teams being at 5-1.
Yes.
With that being said, the Gladiators have a tough game next week over in Dodge City. So, you know, and Dodge City definitely wants to get some redemption from losing in Albuquerque. So there's a good chance we could both go into next week 5-1. So it's, yeah, they're very big games, and you know, like I said before, playing on the road is hard, and you know, Albuquerque is the longest trip for us, and mm-hmm. Duke City is a hard team, a hard place to go into and win. But with that being said, they looked suspect against San Angelo last week, barely squeaking out a win against the Bandits there in Albuquerque.
Yeah, and that was one of the things I was thinking about when I was looking at this game. But actually, that game was actually at home in Duke City. San Angelo did that trip. And so that was one of the things that made me suspect. squeaking out that game only by 6 points in Duke City. Now they go on the long trip. They take on a team, just to be honest, they're just a better football team right now than San Angelo. And that game, depending on their situation, is concerned, you know, if they go in thinking the same type of game that they played at San Angelo, then that's going to beat them. But there's been some changes as far as Dodge City. They've made some adjustments on the defensive side of the ball, and so that is huge for them because the law, and just to put it out there, Bill, they lost to the Liberty last weekend. They cannot be happy, but they get the home field. So that's huge for the Law going into this game.
Well, and they can't be happy about that game, and they also can't be happy about going to Duke City and losing that game. So they've got some extra motivation for the Gladiators coming into Dodge City.
Yep. Our counterparts on the, 30 miles south of us, the Mesquite Marshals, they take the long trip to Bloomington. This is possibly a game that they could win. I've been watching these Marshals all season long. They've been losing by, last minute and just by within six. This is actually a game that they can actually put together a good offense and a good, that defense might be able to stop this Bloomington edge. It's going to be all about their offense, whether or not they'll get the victory up there in Bloomington, talking about the Mesquite Marshals.
Well, and I would not be surprised to see the lowest scoring game of the season in that game because you got two offenses that just aren't that strong, and you got above average defenses. So I would not be surprised to see a low scoring game in that game. So but it is hard taking a long trip like that and going so far. So let's see how the Marshals come out. Last time they made a trip like that was a game that they really had no control of, and that was in Duke City when they lost by about 55.
Beat them up really good. You and the boys over there, former Texas Revolutions players, they got to be able to stand up on it. I was talking to one of the coaches. They were hoping that they could finish, 500, and that might not happen for them. Of course, that was two games ago, so they were hoping to try to get up on track. That having been said, the first year for the Mesquite Marshals right here in the DFW has been proven to be a tough one for this football team, but at the same time, we talked about their defense. Their defense is good. Their defense is solid at certain times. So up on the road, we got to watch them a little bit more. But at home, their defense is solid. That having been said, this is a football team that really needs to figure out a way to score. And when you're a new team in an expansion situation coming into a league, that's hard. But when you get the opportunity against another expansion team, I think the Mesquite Marshals need to win this football game just to keep themselves and keep their heads in the season, because once you get 0-5, such as San Angelo or Bloomington, who's 1-3, they still actually have a shot at it. They get all screwed up. I want to see a good game between Bloomington and the Mesquite Marshals.
Absolutely, it's almost like playoff time for Mesquite. They've got to win every game because as tough as this Southern Division is, any loss going forward, it's going to take you closer and closer to being out of the playoff hunt. So they've really got to go on a roll here and make things happen. And you got to remember, they still play the Revolution two more times. So they've got a rough schedule ahead of them.
Yeah, and that also being said, you look at the Amarillo Venom. The Venom, that, if I'm not mistaken, they are actually out on the bye this week, so they get an opportunity to get rest. However, the standings for them don't change at all. They'll still be 3-2, and depending on what happens with the first three teams, if they all get victories, that's going to be tough for Amarillo to come back. Now, I don't know, did you see the situation with the Duke City Gladiators and Matt Kayward and his quote-unquote, kind of interference that happened in that game as far as Duke City is concerned?
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about that. I heard some grumbling about it, but I'm kind of out of the loop on what happened there. But they've made that sound like that was a key situation that affected the outcome of the game. So I don't know what happened with that. I'd like to know more about it. But this is football. You're going to have those type of things that happen. And just to add on to that, Amarillo actually is playing at home this weekend against Salina.
Oh, Salina. I didn't see that on the list. I was looking, evidently, it's not, I just missed it. I was looking at the website, and the website, Salina has the law this week. So, and I'm not sure. You said they had the Liberty this week?
No. Duke City goes to Dodge City.
Duke City goes to Dodge City.
And Salina goes to Amarillo.
Okay, I'm one spot ahead. That's what you said. There it is, Amarillo. So that's huge. I'm just a little bit ahead in the schedule. So that's going to be an interesting game as well, because this is a team with Amarillo. They have to pick it up, and they got to start playing well. And it has to start at home against the lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? They definitely want to stay up in the race here in the Southern Division. So they've got to definitely come out ready to play, because you get two games behind the leaders, and it's going to be a little tough to get back on top, especially when they don't have the tiebreaker against either one of those teams.
Right, exactly. And that was one of the things I was looking at. Want to see the Beastie a little bit better. Josh Floyd and company down there, hopefully they'll get a little bit better, and they can come up with a win. And they are, that's going to be interesting. They're at home against Wichita. So that, and those two teams right there, Wichita and Omaha, this is not a long drive for any of them. So it's not a bad road game. So this should be an interesting game, I think, and see how well the Bees took, took the situation, where they're at with the new personnel, and how they can put it together against a good Force team. Because even though the Force got beat up by the Revolution, that's still a good football team.
Well, and they're going to be angry. They're going to be ready to play, because after what happened against the Revolution on their home field, they're going to be ready to make up for it and show the league that if that that kind of loss was a one-time deal for them. So they're definitely going to be ready to come out and play and show the league that they're a lot better team than what they showed against the Revolution.
Exactly, and the Beasts, take that last, loss by 149-48. So a lot of mad teams going to be playing each other. That should be real interesting to see what we got going on. Revolution have the Bandits, the San Angelo Bandits. It could be the cakewalk of the week, but they got to gear up. And this, and we've talked about it before. This might be a good game where they can try some other things, to see what they can do so they can stay in the game with Duke City and maybe give them a different look when they hit the field when they go on the road to take on the Gladiators.
Well, and the Bandits come in town with a new quarterback, with Brian Randall. So he just played his first game last week against Duke City. I'm sorry, I meant Chris Mitchell. He played his first game against Duke City, throwing for almost 200 yards and 4 touchdowns. So, he is coming in with a little more offense. So, let's see how he's going to be able to handle this Revolution defense, because you get that core with, like I mentioned before, with Dixon and Williams up front, and you got McCullough there in the linebacker position, Lendy Holmes back. I tell you what, it's going to be a tough defense to move on.
Yeah, exactly. You get Lindy Holmes back. You got Nelson back there, and then of course you got the steadfast guys that are there with obviously Frankie Solomon Jr., Dixon. Then you got Robert Williams. This defense might be the best in the league right now, and we'll find out how it goes for the rest of the year. Watch the numbers as they go and see how many points are scored. That's going to be as well. So pressure on the quarterback is going to be big, I think, at the Allen Event Center. As the Revolution taking on the San Angelo Bandits here tonight, this one should be a fairly good one for the Revolution to get some stuff done. So we're going to check it out and get ready for the Duke City Gladiators, but you can't overlook this San Angelo Bandits team, Bill, because that would be the first thing where everybody says, wow, look at how well Texas is doing, and then they drop it to the San Angelo Bandits.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to get on that train, just keep moving forward, knocking everything out in your way, and not playing down to the competition. And you see that all the time. So that's one thing that's going to be up to the coaches to make sure that these players are ready to go and keep playing their game and not coming down to playing somebody else's game. So definitely be curious to see how the night folds out.
You betcha. So that's going to do it, folks, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, the pregame show. I'd like to thank, obviously, Phil Cerna, the head coach of the Texas Revolution, also Victor Mann, joining us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show for the pregame show. Everybody enjoy the game. We'll catch you next week here on the pregame show. Of course, Phil Cerna and Victor Mann, everybody involved with the Texas Revolution. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.